tokenized real-world assets. Cross 30BL on-chain, up 10x. Since 2024, on-chain real-world assets have passed $30 billion in total value, a jump of more than 10x since early 2024, according to a July 26 post from crypto exchange OKX. The figure covers tokenized versions of traditional instruments, including U.S. treasuries, private credit, money market funds, and commodities, now settling on public blockchains rather than closed bank ledgers. The milestone lands during a flat week for major tokens. As of July 26, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $64,433, up 0.6% on the day, Ether at $1,879, up 1.1%, and the Fear and Greed Index sits at 36 in fear territory. Prices are drifting sideways, but the money moving into tokenized assets is not chasing a rally. It is chasing yield and settlement speed. The gap between price action and asset flows spot markets have been quiet, yet real-world asset value has grown roughly tenfold in about 18 months. That divergence matters. A token price reflects speculation on a single asset. A rising RWA figure reflects institutions and treasuries choosing to hold and move traditional value on rails that clear in minutes rather than days. Most of that $30 billion is not exotic. Tokenized U.S. treasuries and money market products make up the largest share because they pair a familiar yield with round-the-clock settlement. For a treasury desk, the pitch is simple. Park cash and a T-bill token, redeem any hour of any day, and skip the cutoff windows that govern traditional money markets. BNY's plan to run 24/7 settlement for tokenized treasuries by 2027 shows the same logic reaching the largest custodian in the world. Beyond treasuries into credit and stocks, growth is no longer just short-term government paper. Private credit funds, tokenized equities, and commodity-backed tokens are all expanding the base. Robinhood's move to 5X, its tokenized stock lineup, pushed a consumer brand into the same category that BlackRock and Franklin Templeton opened with fund tokens. Regulated venues are following. Ondo's Oasis Pro won SEC and FINRA clearance for tokenized securities, and Uniswap added permission pools on V4, so regulated assets can trade with compliance controls baked into the pool. That regulatory scaffolding is the reason the number keeps climbing. A tokenized bond is only useful to a pension fund if the fund can prove custody, redemption, and legal recourse. The past year filled in enough of those gaps that serious balance sheets started participating. The stablecoin connection, tokenized assets, and stablecoins are two sides of the same shift. A stablecoin is a tokenized dollar. A T-bill token is a tokenized yield-bearing dollar. Once both live on the same chain, capital can rotate between spending money and earning money without leaving the blockchain or waiting on a bank. That is where the trend touches ordinary crypto users. If you hold USDC or USDT for stablecoin spending, the same infrastructure now lets those balances sit in a yield-bearing tokenized fund until the moment you spend. Some card programs already route from on-chain balances at the point of sale, so the line between invested and spendable keeps thinning. It is not live at scale yet, but the rails being built for that $30 billion are the same rails a self-custody card would draw from. The risks under the headline number A10X figure invites hype, so a few caveats belong next to it. Tokenized does not mean risk-free. The token is only as sound as the custodian holding the underlying asset and the legal wrapper that ties the two together. If the issuer fails, a token backed by a treasury can still trade at a discount to the bond it claims to represent. Smart contract risk is real too. This year has seen repeated bridge exploits, draining tens of millions from cross-chain infrastructure, and RWA tokens depend on the same contract layer. A $30 billion market is a larger target than a $3 billion one. The growth is real, but so is the attack surface it creates.